you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair.
Everyone loves you.
We Are Glad You're Here. That's the full version of We're Glad You're Here by the Neelands on this Tuesday, January 19th, 2016. I have a great couple songs lined up for you to hear today. How Firm a Foundation by Fernando Ortega, along with Selah's You Raise Me Up. But first, a few shout-outs about last night. Wow, so many singing men and Great News Radio theater troupe cast members braved the cold temperatures and showed up for rehearsal as we are kicking off our 2016 season. Now, listening friend, it's not too late for you to consider joining us in the weeks ahead. In fact, the Great News Radio theater troupe worked on, I don't know, 4 or 5 or 6 different skits, and they're real fun and creative ones. And I know Kate, our director, would love a few more men and women to join us in the weeks ahead. And they gather on Monday nights at 7 p.m. at the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy. So those of you that may have some drama in your background and want to use it for God's glory, I'd invite you to go to our website, greatnewsradio.org. You'll see our theater troupe tab. Click on it and fill out the questionnaire, and then show up next Monday night. I think you'll really be blessed by the skits that we're working on. And in fact, there's a ministry in Danville that reaches out to the homeless, and they've asked us, could we once a month come out and put on a few dramas or skits? So we're preparing for that, along with our April 7th great big extravaganza celebration anniversary party. It's now our 20th year, and our birthday will be April 7th, and so we're in the midst of working on a script that'll be presented that evening. So if you'd like to be a part of the Great News Radio Theater Troupe, You can always call the station for more information or just stop by our website, greatnewsradio.org, and as I mentioned, click on the Theater Troupe link. Also, the Singing Men of GNN, we've launched into our 2016 season with a few upcoming concerts in the days ahead. In fact, our next presentation will be singing the National Anthem on Thursday, February 25th, when Indiana visits the U of I basketball team. And so that'll be an exciting event. And then on Sunday, March 6th, we'll be singing in Bellflower at the United Methodist Church. And then also the Singing Men will open up the evening on Thursday, April 7th for our great big event. So men, if you have a heart to sing and declare the wonders of God, join us on Monday nights at 7 p.m. also at the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy. Well, there's nothing like a good firm foundation, and I'll talk a little about that, but first let Fernando Ortega set the groundwork with this beautiful song, familiar to many, with powerful lyrics as we give God the glory as he's laid out that firm foundation for us in the Lord Jesus Christ. Here's Fernando Ortega, How Firm a Foundation.
How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he hath said, to you to Jesus have fled. Fear not, I am with thee, oh, be not dismayed, for I am thy God, and will still give thee aid. I'll strengthen thee, help thee, and cause thee to stand upheld by my right omnipotent hand. When through fiery trials thy pathway shall lie, my grace all sufficient shall be thy supply. The flame shall not hurt thee, I only desire thy dross to consume, thy gold to refine.
Love that song, the lyrics, the message, the meaning, and how Fernando sings it. How Firm a Foundation by Fernando Ortega. Well, laying a good foundation is always so important and has been true for this radio ministry these many years, 20 in fact. And so I'll give you a little insider scoop on something that I sent out to our radio staff and board yesterday. I think I spent about 10 hours in the studio catching up on emails, recording some spots, doing a lot of thinking and planning and organizing. In fact, at one point I told my wife Holly, my brain is hurting. I've been pouring out a lot of ideas and concepts. But I wanted to update our staff on a number of things and have them be mindful of how to specifically pray for some things that are going on. So I'll share those with you as a way to have you involved, not only praying, but planning and asking God to lead us in the days ahead. So my email that was sent out yesterday said, "Hi team, are you having fun in this new year yet? We currently have about 80 people signed up for our April 7th celebration. We started online registrations Friday morning. The 80 does not include about 40 singing men and possibly their wives, the Great News Radio Theater Troupe participants, other folks on the birthday celebration evening's program, radio board members, nor any of the sponsors or founding partners, or many of our support staff or key volunteers, and a host of many, many, many others from past Israel trips and radio gatherings that I know have not signed up yet. I'm holding off on our all-out promotional effort until our end-of-year giving letters go out with the event flyer, giving these folks an early notice and chance to RSVP to be part of the first 500 households to receive the gift boxes. I'm pleased with this very early response and trust God will have just the right amount of people attending. A few additional FYIs for you to be aware of and praying about, listed in no particular order. 1. We will be moving forward on a pre-event event on April 7th. This will start around 4:30 p.m. in the restaurant area of the mall, featuring the Urbana High School Orchestra and Dr. G. Brainworks hosting games for families to play. This is in the early stages of planning, as our thoughts are to offer options for some with young children to come early, feel a part of things, enjoy cake and ice cream and desserts, and leave before the evening program concludes to get their little ones in bed. 2. Tonight starts the Great News Radio Theater Troupe after the Christmas break. Please pray for Kate and those involved with the various new scripts, as a group in Danville has asked the Great News Radio Theater Troupe to present as an outreach to their monthly gatherings. Also pray for Huey Freeman, who is working on a script for the birthday celebration. 3. And this one's a bit confidential, but I'll share the fact that I hope to meet up with someone about locating a potential new studio and kind of an event center, a rallying place for the Great News Radio listeners to gather. And so I've left a message with this individual and hope to do some follow-up in the next week or two. And I then wrote, "It's a long shot, but if it's God's plan, I trust things will fall into place and be obvious to all. I have so many ideas about how God can use this to His glory and further the work that we are doing. Guide us, O God." And I hope to say more in the days ahead, but we're praying, if you tuned in some weeks back, how God could provide a rallying point somewhere where the Great News Radio listeners could gather for events and potlucks and teachings and talks. The singing men could meet there. The Great News Radio Theater Troupe could practice there. We could have outreach gatherings and a whole host of things. But finding the right location that's affordable, that's easily accessible for you, our listeners, is something I've been praying about for a long time and hope maybe in the days ahead it'll come to fruition. And 4, and lastly, we are in the process of seeking out sponsors for our big event. This involves much follow-up and time to do all that's necessary to pull it off as a win-win for everyone. Calls, presentations, emails, meetings, script writing, recording, and programming are just a few aspects that take place for each candidate. Pray for Marianne as she represents the station and raises awareness and funds for our event. And that's for our upcoming anniversary extravaganza birthday party celebration. And we have a number of sponsors that are on board. You'll start hearing their radio spots and announcements in the days ahead. We'll be listing them on our website, and some of them will be providing some coupons and knickknacks and novelty items for our gift boxes. So we'll be listing and talking about them in the days ahead, maybe interviewing a few of them too. Let me digress for a moment here, as I'm mindful of a number of my international friends that are a part of our Saturday conversational English class As a few days ago, I encouraged them to attend our Great News Radio celebration on April 7th. And as one of our conversational English class assignments, I said, hey, help me create an invitation for the Great News Radio listeners to come out. So you're going to hear from three classmates, all from South Korea, inviting you to come out. And you'll see how I put it together with my own little introduction. Hi, this is Mark Burns, and here's an invitation from some of my friends from our Saturday Conversational English class.
Hi, this is Sung Pyo Lee.
Hi, this is Haeyoung Kim.
Hi, this is Youngin.
We are from Korea.
We would like to invite you
to the Great News Radio birthday party. It's happening Thursday, April 7th at Lincoln Square Mall.
Be sure to register online
at greatnewsradio.org.
We hope to see you there on April 7th.
Wasn't that great and just kind of warms your heart? Those are three friends from my conversational English class meeting on Saturday. And here's two more, one from Taiwan, one from China. And they also help put this together as a way of encouraging you to register and be in attendance on April 7th. And you'll hear this spot in the coming days. It just delights me to have these internationals involved and how we right here in Central Illinois, or for that matter, our Indiana listeners with Purdue and other universities where internationals from all over the world congregate and attend school, we can influence these future leaders to return to their part of the world and be ambassadors for Christ. So here's another little vignette inviting you to come out on April 7th. Hi, listening friend. One of the great things about our upcoming anniversary extravaganza celebration happening on Thursday, April 7th at the Lincoln Square Mall in Urbana is that listeners from all over the area and the world will be gathering to celebrate with us. Here's a few friends from our Saturday conversational English class with their own personal invite for you.
Hi, this is Chi from Taiwan.
Hi, this is Jiren from China.
We'd like to invite you to the anniversary celebration on Thursday, April 7th at Lincoln Square Mall.
Pre-register online at greatnewsradio.org.
If you need more information, call 217-367-7777.
That's 217-367-7777.
Wasn't that great? Okay, back to my email, lest I digress again. And then I close out with, there's a lot more to cover and share, but these seem to be the top four that came to mind as I sat down to write you. Thanks for being a strategic part of the ministry, playing your important role for God. With a big smiley face. Well, that fit pretty well with that past song by Fernando Ortega, How Firm a Foundation. But it's because the Lord has raised up this radio ministry and raised up all of us that follow the Lord Jesus Christ that we have the strength and wherewithal to fight the good fight, to be attentive to His leading, to be receptive to His calling, and to move forward in strength. So I'm going to close out with Selah's version of You Raise Me Up, praying that you'll be blessed and encouraged by this song and raised up to new heights as God uses you right where you're called to be today as a blessing and fragrance of His to influence the world. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night. Here's You Raise Me Up by Selah.
You raise me up so I to more than I can be.
To more than I can.